Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, June 15th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration released data on the number of crashes involving autonomous vehicles and Level 2 vehicles with advanced driver assist systems. From July 20th, 2021 through May 21st, 2022, there were a total of 392 crashes reported, 6 that resulted in serious injury and 5 resulting in fatalities. Only 25% of crash reports included information about severity. Tesla accounted for 69% of crash reports, followed by Honda with 23% and Subaru with 2.5%. The report lacks details on the number of vehicles with these systems manufactured, in operation, or overall distances traveled. The NHTSA plans to release new crash data monthly. YouTube announced a new feature called Corrections, which lets creators add info cards in the top right of a video at specific timestamps. Clicking on the card will expand any notes on the correction. Back in 2018, the EU fined Qualcomm 997 million euros for paying Apple to exclusively use its chips from 2011 to 2016, a violation of antitrust rules. However, the European General Court overturned that fine, saying that the EU's competition analysis was flawed because Apple had no technical alternative to Qualcomm's LTE chipsets in that window. EU regulators can still appeal the decision to the EU Court of Justice, their highest court. Microsoft released a patch for the Felina zero-day vulnerability, impacting the Microsoft diagnostic tool that opened the door to malicious PowerShell commands when previewing Office documents. Security researchers observed the flaw under active exploitation by state-sponsored groups, so patch up. Cloudflare mitigated a distributed denial-of-service attack, or DDoS, with a record peak traffic of 26 million requests per second, 51% more requests than a then-record August 2021 attack. The attack originated from seemingly hijacked servers of cloud service providers using a smaller botnet of just over 5,000 devices. Often, DDoS attacks come from large numbers of relatively low-power IoT devices, sometimes in the hundreds of thousands. The DDoS attack targeted a customer on Cloudflare's free tier. The Wall Street Journal sources say the cryptocurrency lender Celsius Network hired restructuring attorneys to advise on possible financing options from investors or other strategic alternatives. This comes after Celsius paused all withdrawals, swaps, and transfers, citing extreme market conditions. A battery company called R-Next Energy, or ONE, announced a partnership with BMW to bring its Gemini dual chemistry battery pack to a prototype BMW iX EV by the end of the year. ONE's battery will use two types of cells and is experimenting with different electrode chemistries to reduce use of cobalt, nickel, graphite, and lithium. It may offer three different sizes, including a low-end version with the same cost of a current nickel and cobalt-based battery. ONE believes its battery can almost double an iX's range from 324 miles to more than 600. Google revealed that over 1.5 billion people watch YouTube Shorts monthly. If you're wondering how this compares to TikTok, back in September, it said it had over 1 billion monthly active users. Meta hasn't publicly stated monthly user numbers for Reels on Instagram. The makers of the Nreal augmented reality glasses released a beta version of Steam on Nreal, letting users stream games from a PC to the glasses. The app works on both the Nreal Lite and Air models and supports some popular titles like the Halo series. Nreal users can already access Xbox Cloud Gaming using the built-in Nebula browser. Twitch expanded invites to join its ads incentive program to more partners, providing flat monthly payouts based on hours streamed and ads served per hour. As part of this expansion, Twitch will also stop paying partners in the incentive program using a fixed CPM model, rather paying 55% of revenue for ads run on a stream. The Verge's sources say Microsoft began internally testing playing games inside Teams from its casual games collection, things like Solitaire and Connect 4. These are designed to be played with work colleagues during meetings. 9to5 Mac sources say that the upcoming 10th generation base iPad will feature a USB-C port instead of Lightning, as well as a Retina display. The new iPad will also feature the A14 Bionic chip that debuted in the iPhone 12 and offer 5G cellular models. Adobe added support for video editing in Lightroom, letting users use the same color correction tools and presets that they have for photos, as well as adding basic trimming support for clips. There's no timeline editing in the app, and the features are not coming to Lightroom Classic. When Apple announced laptops with its M2 SoC at WWDC, we only heard that they would ship in July. Apple announced it will open up pre-orders now for the updated 13-inch MacBook Pro on June 17th, shipping June 24th, although no more specifics on when the MacBook Air ships. Nothing founder Carl Pei showed off the rear design of its upcoming Phone 1 smartphone, which is made of a transparent material with light strips. Nothing will hold a full announcement for the phone on July 12th. And finally, the real-time voice-changing app VoiceMod introduced 8 new AI-powered voices in beta, letting users sound like fantasy characters, astronauts, or Morgan Freeman. Many of the voices include dynamic effects and background music. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember,
have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.